Welcome to The Tasting Glass, a segment of the Tap Room exclusive where I give you a taste of what's brewing in the craft beer world. I'm your host, Dean Zarbaugh. Today's show is brought to you by Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News. Follow Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News on Facebook at facebook.com/NEOCBN. Mark Bona of Cleveland.com is reporting that Six City Distribution has inked a deal to bring the famed Airborne beer to Ohio. This marks the first availability of Airborne within the United States. The beer was brewed to pay tribute to a soldier in World War II who was checking in on an injured friend. When the soldier asked his friend if there was anything he could get him, the injured friend replied, "Yeah, go get me something to drink." The soldier then searched throughout the enemy-surrounded town and found a working tap and delivered the beer to his injured friend in his helmet, an act that will live on forever in the bottle's label. Airborne begins limited distribution this week. Check out the full story at Cleveland.com. Mark also has the scoop on Akron's Lock 15 Brewing Company over at Cleveland.com. He writes that Lock 15 is hopeful that their 7,500 square foot tap room will see a June grand opening. Head over to Cleveland.com for the full story. Our friends at Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News have an inside tip that Somewhere in Particular Brewing, located in Columbus, is actually affiliated with the Dayton-born Nowhere in Particular, a roaming brewery with no particular home. As a big fan of Nowhere in Particular, this is truly exciting news, and I can't wait for more updates. Follow Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News on Facebook to stay up to date. The Columbus Dispatch is reporting that the Ohio Brewing Company, which is slated to open in Cuyahoga Falls later this summer, is expanding operations to Columbus this year as well. The opening of the Columbus facility is slated for later this summer or early fall. Follow Ohio Brewing Company on Facebook and Twitter for more information. Platform Beer Company is releasing Ultralight Beams, a new milkshake IPA, on Saturday, May 5th. Ultralight Beams will come in 16-ounce 4-packs to go for $14.99. Doors open at 10 a.m. at both the Cleveland and Columbus locations with no case limit per customer. Our friends at Millersburg Brewing Company will be celebrating their 5-year anniversary on Saturday, May 5th with $5 food specials all day, hourly giveaways starting at noon, and 5 new brews. The first 50 people to show up will receive a nice surprise, so be sure to check out Millersburg Brewing Company on May 5th, located at 60 East Jackson Street, Millersburg, Ohio. Ohio Craft Beer has released the list of the 55 breweries that will be participating in this year's 6-1 Pour Beer Fest, taking place on May 12th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Huntington Park, located at 330 Huntington Park Lane, Columbus, Ohio. You can check out the list and grab your tickets at beerfesttickets.com/61pour2018. Friday, May 4th is the deadline to enter the Iron Brewer Home Brewing Competition, taking place the following day on Saturday, May 5th. Entry fee is $30. Starting at 9 a.m., brewers will bring their equipment and receive a secret ingredient. Then they have 1 hour to make a recipe. Brewers then take their wort home to ferment. Judging will take place at the Cleveland Brew Shop located at 4142 Lorraine Avenue on June 16th. That'll do it for this week's edition of The Tasting Glass. Be sure to check out the final episode of my feature on Railroad Brewing Company, where Dave Lengel and I discussed their 13th Warrior Hefeweizen at thetaproomexclusive.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. Follow the show on Twitter at Taproom Podcast. And like the show's Facebook page at facebook.com/thetaproomexclusive. And be sure to follow me on Instagram, The Taproom Exclusive. As always, this is Dean Zarbaugh telling you to please drink responsibly.